Sorry, it's early.
What? I'm going to do the button.
All right, here we go. This is the one. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I got to get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show, and welcome back.
Thanks.
Good morning.
It feels weird that
good
we
morning.
Didn't have a show last
good
week.
Morning.
And I didn't even post a rerun or nothing.
I was going to like send like post something.
I
know,
almost
but,
did, but then I didn't.
But oh well.
Because I got busy.
Busy. Right on. Good
literally
for you,
and for no, just
good for you, man. Whoa. Good for Samantha.
Hey, girl, get it.
No, but I was like, when I finally thought about it, it was late, and I was like, I don't want to do that, and then I didn't, and so we didn't have an episode for the first time ever
first
in like three plus
forever.
Years. But then I kind of felt bad, but then I didn't because every single podcast I listen to takes days off or full on like month long breaks. And I was like, eh, we've missed one day.
I think it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's just fine.
Anyway, thanks for joining us and following us on all social media at Life's a Binge. And you can check us out on patreon.com if you want to become a subscriber. Mm-hmm. Check that out over there. And that's patreon.com/Life's a Binge. And you can join the likes of David, Tony, Kathy, Jess, BJ, and the honorary bingers as well. Yeah.
It might get weird today.
It's probably, yes, it is. We're recording.
It's at a brand new hour.
Early.
We've never recorded
early,
early
in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Before 9 a.m. is when we're recording
start
this episode. Which most people are like, what? That's mm-hmm. not that early. I mean, for me, I go to work, I got to be there at 7, so it's not that early, but
woof.
It's early to
it's
record
early
a
for,
podcast.
It's early for us.
Most people record podcasts at night.
But I like it, though. You know, like, the morning time is my jam. Like, for,
oh,
like
really?
Creativity and
why?
Such. Because it's just, I have my best thoughts. Like, when I wake up and have some coffee, that's when, and I got to get down and write some stuff down. Like, it's
I hate
for me.
It.
I get a lot done in the morning.
Yeah, I hate I like mornings it. More than anything. Get out of my garage.
Get away.
Change my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. But thanks for joining us. And if you want to send us an email, you can do that at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And the voicemail number is 619-438-0532. And I think that's all the business, right?
It's business. All the business.
Then let's start this thing by taking a big old morning breath.
Life's a binge.
Right? Bongos.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
90s beer commercial.
It's like for the hearing impaired.
Yeah.
I can hear that. Thank you. I'm just going to audio describe it for
right.
you. Just
what's audio description for an audio show.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That
started laughing.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
Right?
It's funny.
There are people who would listen to that.
That's funny. Yeah. Or you could, you would be describing, my sister does
describing
that for like
the
shows.
Description.
Yeah. Have you ever heard like the actual...
I haven't.
Like audio description.
No, but I'd like
voiceover
to.
Thing.
And I'd like to hear what my sister does with it. She got to do it for Hamilton. She got free tickets to Hamilton.
Oh, she does that for a job?
A theater.
Like for real?
Like she gets work doing that, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would love to start doing that's like foot in the door into voiceovers.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
It is.
There you
for
go.
For sure. But it's also you have to be very
sharp.
Sharp and monotone and you don't want to detract from anything.
Right.
And so
I'm sure there's a talent.
It's like there's an action movie and like there's an explosion. And like, yeah, it's crazy.
Right.
Anyway, what's up, guys?
They got to the chopper.
Who?
That's what it is,
that's
though.
What
like,
it is.
Yeah.
I've been gone a long time.
Now I am back.
Why explain it like Arnold?
Been here for a while because we didn't do last week, and then you weren't here the week before that.
Oh, that's right. It's been even longer.
Tony,
that was rode hard and hung up wet from being in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
3-for-1 drinks in the middle of the day.
They have no problem with morning drinks there.
Right? No, not at all. Like, I was like, I'm going to go for a walk because Lindsay was in a conference. I guess I'll start. I'm starting.
Start away.
And I'm walking down. I'm just going to walk down Bourbon Street because we were just a few blocks away. And the guy's like, 3-for-1 drinks. I'm like, it's 11 a.m., bro. And he's like, yeah, come on in. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I'll take 3.
I guess.
Okay, here's 9.
Right. I'll take 3 mimosas.
That's cool. Was that your first time there?
As an adult, yeah.
That's cool.
So,
what'd you think?
That was great. I would go back. 10 out of 10 would go back.
Me too.
It was fantastic.
I can't wait to go.
I ate and drank my way in a circle around the French Quarter, and it was awesome.
You would have to.
This is really awesome.
Because I thought before I'd like to live there.
Yeah.
But man, I might be 400 pounds if I lived there.
I couldn't. No. So Lindsay got like sick.
All the richness.
A day after. Yes, the food's too rich for her.
Yeah.
She just hasn't eaten that way ever in her life.
Huh. Yeah.
And for me, it was like kind of a callback to like living at home with my folks and like eating like grandma's food and auntie's food and stuff like that. I'm like, this is cool. But even I was like, oh man, I couldn't do this like day after day after day after day after day without seriously putting
Well, how's the culture and stuff over there? Is it very, has it improved? Because I like when I picture like slightly poorer, like street foodie type stuff.
I mean, as far as like the tourist trap area of like around the French Quarter, it's not any different than you'd see like, you know, North
anywhere,
Park. Like there's homeless people. Yeah, sure. But it's not
Why
crazy.
Don't I have it in my head that like
now
Orleans
you just see
like
they don't bother to brown bag it because they can just walk down the street with a bottle of whatever.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you can drink on the street?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I remember buying it and walking. Drinks to go. Yeah, there were drinks to go. And did
weird.
The bars make you take like a, they have little plastic cups like on the doorway because they don't want people taking glassware outside. So it's like, hey, put in a plastic cup, but yeah, rock out.
Trevor, you're being annoying.
Hey, it's just pawning. It's cute.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right on. Todd Leroux came to visit.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife and kids.
How they doing?
They're doing good. They were here, of course, to see his mom's stuff. And, but it was just really nice to see them and have them at the house. And so they're keeping on. So that's good.
Good.
And then just in the last day and a half, my mother had a stroke and, luckily they got it right away. So she's in the hospital right now, and is doing better and is doing considering, you know, she's been through the ringer, is doing pretty well. And so she's out of ICU. And so that's all good. And so
word
that stuff brings, like Todd will attest to, it brings your family all together.
Oh yeah.
So,
We
got a cat since we talked before, which is awesome. Dude, this cat is the bomb. It's exceeding all expectations. Like, this cat is so great.
Cats are fun. A lot of people are like, I don't like cats. I'm like, you've probably never lived with a cat.
On your year-end review, it looks like you exceed expectations. Congratulations.
You're entitled to a promotion.
I'm sorry. Let me change. This cat's a role model.
We will now give you catnip twice a week instead of once a week.
So this cat's like, they were going to retire, right? And so we were going to get him when I stop doing the pet show, which will be on the 28th. I'm not going to do the pet show anymore. So if you're listening to the show and you're a friend of the pet show at some point on the 28th.
Go check it out.
I'll look it up later. But it's a bar, Rialto Brewers or something. Matt Thompson picked it out.
Oh, I know where that is.
Well, you know what it's called? Like Rialto
right up the street.
Or something.
I just went there. They just opened up.
Super.
Is it big?
It's huge.
Okay, good. Because I have a feeling that's a lot of folks there.
And it's got 2 levels.
Oh, good. So we'll be good.
So what she said.
They're kind of slow there, though.
Do they have wine?
Yeah.
That's what she said. I suck at this game.
I know as soon as we stop recording, I'll remember the name of it. And be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to look it up at some point.
Actually, you know what? I bet I have a picture of a
during Matt's
on the phone.
So that's what's up with me.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, man?
Hold on. I want to know what's still going down with Rich over here.
What?
He's just looking up.
Or is it just New Orleans? Is that the only thing that was?
Oh, no. There's other things, but
I mean, you don't have to. I was just curious.
Working, headshotting, just curious. Bang bang, boom boom, pop pop.
You got Charles the other day.
I got Charles the other day.
Valentine's Day? We haven't recorded since that, right?
Yeah.
We did.
We didn't.
Okay.
We haven't.
We didn't do anything here. Nothing whatsoever. I got a heart-shaped pizza. That was exciting.
That's something.
I was so excited.
That's a lot.
You have no idea.
That's a lot. I saw you. So you got me a heart-shaped pizza. I can imagine the sound that you made.
Pizza's my favorite thing on the earth.
This woman gets me.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly right. She's like, don't worry about dinner. I have it covered. And I was like, oh, okay. Sweet. And she's like, don't worry. It's nothing big, whatever. It's more silly than anything, but I saw it and I was like, I have to get it for you. And I was like, okay, don't worry.
Yeah.
She's very like self-conscious about it. No, don't get your hype up. Trying to undersell it like crazy.
Right.
And then it's like,
and then it was a heart-shaped pizza.
And because there was a delivery person coming to the house, and you know my dogs, they go bonkers.
Right.
She's like, when they're here, take the dogs in the room so that I can open the door. And I was like, yeah, no big deal. That's what we do. And then I came out, and she was like, here it is. And I opened the box, and I was like, it's a heart-shaped pizza. That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
So who did it? Pizza Hut?
She got it from Papa John's. I think apparently it's a thing that everyone
I think they
does.
All do it.
Round Table did it. And,
yeah.
But I was super excited.
That's fantastic.
It was very, very
cool.
I love that.
Very perfect.
We talked about Valentine's Day, and we're like, and Andrea was particularly like, we don't have to, like, you know, every
day.
Did
you do anything?
Yeah, we did. Okay. Like, I made dinner for her.
Yeah.
Because no matter funny, how like, many times you're like, we're not going to do anything, you still have to do something.
Yeah, but also, like, that same day we got the call, mom's in the hospital.
Right.
So it was like everything got thrown off. And so I feel bad that I didn't, like, post my love, you know, and I, like, the day went by. And I was like, God damn it. You know?
Yeah.
But whatever.
It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Heart-shaped pizza.
There's 364,
all I need.
364 other days of the year where you shower.
Right.
It'll be okay.
Oh, good times.
We watched Twilight.
On Valentine's Day?
Yeah. We were like, let's have a bad movie night. We never watched together, so we watched the first Twilight.
Oh, had you not seen it before?
God. Yeah, no, I hadn't seen it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's the only one that I have seen.
It's.
I saw two of them because Andrea had read the books and she was kind of into the books. And
like 10 minutes in, I'm like, "Why is she doing that with her face?"
She's annoying.
What is that?
But she's only annoying in those movies. She's actually a decent actress.
I've seen her in other things.
She is a good actress.
Yeah.
Like that. I thought, okay, you know what? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But. And I enjoy. I really enjoy the fact that she came out on Saturday Night Live.
Oh really?
Yeah, she's like, dude, I'm totally gay. You know, I'm like, that makes so much more sense because when I would see her on these like MTV Music Award or Movie Awards or whatever, and you know, and they're like, the crowd, the teenagers are screaming for them to kiss and everything.
And she's like, nah.
And she's like, so like clearly annoyed. Like I always took it like I'm so annoyed by
weren't
my success.
Weren't they together? She was with men after men.
That's like that's like Hollywood stuff. That's like. Yeah, that's like,
she's,
you know, Rock Hudson.
She is
stuff.
Gay? For real?
Yeah.
Huh. I never heard about that.
I don't know.
Because she was dating she dated the director guy. And
I'm sure she did.
And I think that maybe that they did, but also that also helps sell movies and helps.
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
Appearances.
You know, and then that goes back in Hollywood for forever.
Crazy.
So, you know, Jodie Foster didn't come out as gay forever either. You know, even longer, way longer.
Wait, what? No, I'm just kidding.
Jodie Foster's gay.
Yeah, so
they were in a movie together. Panic.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's a good flick.
She looked like a little boy in that thing.
Chris yeah, yeah, a little bit. What else is up? We went and saw a band with my friends at some Tower Bar. That was all right.
I've never been to the Tower Bar
ever.
No, I've been by it 100 times.
I knew exactly where it was because
a big old tower.
It's a tower.
And it's super old. It's like an old
and it's old and grody and
City Heights.
Yeah. What else? What else? We had book club last night. That was fun.
How was the book club?
It was good. We did The Devil in the White City, which is the book that I chose. And then while
of course it is.
Since oh, man.
Come on, man.
Where's the white power?
Toss that one up there.
It's referring to Chicago.
I know.
Okay.
I know what it is.
And what, because I picked that last month, and then now it's, we were discussing it. But since that time, they announced that Scorsese and DiCaprio are now making a movie based upon The Devil in the White City book.
Yep.
And so I was like, ooh, how timely of me to pick a book from 2003 that they're now making, like.
That's cool.
2003 is when that book came out, and they just now optioned it, or maybe they've been trying forever, but they optioned it to a movie. Now.
Is that a famous author? Or
Eric Larson? No.
Okay.
I mean, sort of, he's kind of famous in the historical narrative genre.
And that's what it is?
Which is,
is it a period
very
piece?
Big. Yeah, it's about the World's Fair in Chicago.
Oh, sweet.
And H.H. Holmes, the America's first serial killer.
I guess.
Really?
That, will that be Leo?
Probably, yeah.
Right on.
Because I imagine that's the more sexy movie story.
I said that weirdly, but I actually like Leonardo.
Not
I like
here's
Leonardo
an architect
me too.
Stressing out about cool. doing the World's Fair. Do you know anything about Chicago's World's Fair?
I know that's when they built like the Museum of Science and Industry and some of the other like great like classic Roman looking buildings in Chicago. Like when we were kids and we would go there, it would used to freak me out because it looked like these like Greek structures that you would see in history books and stuff.
Yeah, there's only a couple buildings left because they burned everything else down.
Mm.
Like
during
when
the fair
was when the fair was over, they're like, well, that was temporary. We just spent
set on fire.
We just spent $7.5 million to set this whole thing up. And then when it was over, they're like, well, let's get rid of it. Burn.
Sweet. You don't really hear about World's Fairs.
Because they don't happen.
Don't they? I mean, I remember I remember they had, the last one I remember was like Knoxville.
It used to be
the internet now.
Yeah, it used to be
World's
the
Fairs
entertainment.
Every day.
And we were talking about it last night at the book club. It was like, it used to be a spectacle. Like, look at that. That building's 22 stories tall.
Right.
Wow.
My stars and goddess. I've never seen a building so tall.
Right.
It's a transportation system that runs on one single rail.
Did you say one? Monorail.
The monorail.
Monorail.
What's that sound?
And so all that stuff was fascinating. It was like, man, that was the entertainment. And like they built, they were trying to out Eiffel. Eiffel was their whole thing. Like, how are we going to beat Eiffel? Because he built the tower. Mm-hmm. And then at that moment, I was like, oh, it's called the Eiffel Tower because some guy named Eiffel designed it.
Right.
And then the same thing. They were like, well, I have a great idea. It's this wheel that spins around. Da, 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 and it's a Ferris wheel. And it's called a Ferris wheel because some guy named Ferris designed it.
Yep.
And like those stupid little details that you just don't think about. It's like, oh, that's why it's called a Ferris wheel.
People are not clever.
Because it's like that trope or the joke where it's like, why is this called a Ritz cracker? Because John Ritz made it. You know, whatever. Right. Whatever the thing is. Why is it a water bottle? Because Dr. Water made it. Yeah. Or whatever that joke. But like Ferris wheel is a real thing. Like, it's because Ferris made it. Anyway, so that kind of stuff was fascinating.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good book. I recommend it.
You know, like, it's so funny because like I work at the zoo and all that Balboa Park stuff is World Fair stuff.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of the city. In Seattle, when I live there, the Space Needle and the monorail are huge, like, icons of the city.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago. And then in the Avengers movie, when they're at the place in New York, when they end up there. Man, it's cool.
It is cool. What else did we do? I don't remember. Trevor, don't go in there. Anyway, I don't think I did anything else. I mean, I'm sure I did, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I did my last weekend yesterday, which was great. Last Saturday at Pets, because I don't work. I'm not scheduled for next weekend, so unless a sick call.
Who's closing it out?
Really, we all are.
Oh,
yeah, which will be cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so we have rehearsal next week for the special show where we're everybody.
And yet they're not announcing it.
Not yet.
That's so stupid.
That sucks.
It's really dumb. And so I had asked like, what are we? What are we supposed to do when somebody asks?
Yeah.
And then I didn't say, do you want us to lie? You know, but like, that's clearly the implication. Do you want us to lie? And they we don't have an answer. We don't, I mean, they still yet to
get. Are they maybe going to bring it back like they always do?
Not then that I know of.
Then
no.
What's the deal? Anyway, I don't know. I don't want to harp on that.
Right.
I don't want to harp on that. Anybody else do anything fun before I hit the button? No?
Nope.
Okay.
That's what's up.
This just in.
Oh boy.
Not
Rich.
Oh,
you got any news?
Why are you asking me?
You're always the news guy.
I have 12 pages of notes.
I have nothing.
I mean, there's the Oscars back and forth. controversy, non-controversy.
Oh, we're not going to do this. We're going to do this. We're not going to do this. We're going to do this.
What's the latest? Are they having a host?
They're putting everything in.
There's going to be no hosts. And all categories are going to be aired.
Oh, they changed that.
Because they're like, we're going to not air cinematography and editing. And it's like, oh, the only two things you absolutely have to have to make a movie, right. You're not going to air those awards. The show is a joke.
Like, yes, it's really funny. Like,
it's
really funny because it's just like, it's almost like masturbatory. You know, it's like let's celebrate me and let's celebrate the movie industry, I guess, is saying that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and then let's hand out some awards that are going to promote our movies even more. So anyway, it's kind of just.
I'm kind of cool with that.
I like so many companies
do that.
But it's just, it is a joke. It's like, none of this really matters, people. Like, none of it really matters. So here's a funny thing. The Aladdin trailer came out and people lost their minds over it. And then I was like, man, I really need to make a video for that stupid song, because since that trailer's come out, the video's up over like 1,000 views.
Are you serious?
But I'm just playing the song?
Yeah, but there's no video there. That's so I'm like, so this could go bigger than that.
You have to blue yourself. Like, right.
Or just put on like a Men in Black suit and literally walk around the park with the camera in front of me. Put something on the video.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway,
we need to make that happen.
Because I was like, that's weird. And then if you search Will Smith Friend Like Me, it's the third thing on YouTube that pops up.
That's really?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, we absolutely have to make a video.
But did you watch the Aladdin trailer?
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
You know what? After watching it multiple times, I'm okay with it.
I still don't like it.
Because, did you remember the Entertainment Weekly cover when it came out and he wasn't blue and he was just wearing an outfit like they do on Broadway and everyone's like, boo, this is hideous. Why isn't he blue? You guys are stupid.
Yeah.
And then they put him blue in the trailer and everyone's like, boo, he's blue. Why is he blue? What are you doing?
Now we're at a place where we have like, the Hulk and Thanos, and they look amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's not like they just copy-pasted Josh Brolin's face and Mark Ruffalo's face.
Right.
But that's what this looks like.
It does look, because the CGI looks poor.
He looks like Will Fuenke. Where are the cutoffs?
It's because they didn't change, they didn't motion capture anything.
Right.
They just put his, like, he's probably wearing a big green suit.
And it is unsettling.
And they just put his actual face, like it should be. So, like, what if he looked exactly like he did in the cartoon?
But he was like,
but he just voiced by Will Smith.
I'd like that, like
the dragon in Pete's Dragon. Like, it looked like a cartoony kind of dragon. It looked like the older one.
Yeah,
but it looked more realistic. Yeah. I don't know. I was just like, why is he?
Why is it his exact face? Right. Like, why?
That's the only thing that's kind of weird.
Why that choice? Like, I don't get it. And I know that. I know why. I know exactly why.
Because he's like,
it's because Will. I want him to be able to see my face.
And it's probably like when they market like merchandise and toys. You know, it's the old Star Wars thing where they didn't like they had the whole likeness thing on the toys. So they came up with a bunch of characters who don't have an actor's likeness.
Right. I feel so bad for Will Smith though. Like only
really?
Let me explain. only in an extent of like, no matter what actor,
he's an actual meme now.
Well, not only that, but no matter what actor they got, everyone's gonna hate them because they're not Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, come on, guys. He's just living out the dream of being an actor and like taking a role that he probably really enjoys.
Yeah,
and it's like, it sucks for him that it's up, like, there's nobody in their right mind that's going to be like, he's better than Robin Williams, because nobody can be better than Robin Williams at that part.
No.
Like, that's why that part is great.
One person could.
He's going to be doing something completely different.
Right.
He has to do something completely different.
And so it's, he does it in the trailer. He's kind of snarky and sarcastic and Will Smithy.
And I'm like, that's my problem.
but it's like, that's how they have to do it. Like, if they got, so, like,
you know,
just,
who could do it?
Just say it was Christopher Walken.
Johnny Depp. He could do it. He takes those iconic roles and makes them his own. Sorry.
You're just still mad over Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well,
that's the only iconic role that he has done that somebody else has done.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
He played Willy Wonka well.
Unless you want to count.
As far as, like, the character source material.
And I bet
material.
You Will Smith will probably play it well, too, but since... I don't have nearly the same feeling about Aladdin.
Right.
Since I never
thought. Because it's a cartoon. Yeah. What? Jesus! You have issues, man.
That's a good. It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I'll see it at some point.
No, you won't. You're don't right. lie to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see The Wire, and you'll,
like
see,
cartoon.
You'll see cartoon. How Sopranos go? Oh, do you, or
haven't started.
Okay.
Nope.
So
haven't started.
Yeah.
It's
or how's anything?
Like, nope. Nope. None of it.
So
haven't done shit.
So I watch things, but
Not that.
Yeah, people went bonkers over that trailer though.
You know, and I was so distracted by Will Smith that I didn't even notice the other thing that I didn't really like about the trailer.
What's that?
Jafar sounds like he's like 7 years old.
I know.
Going to the cape. That's not threatening at all. It's, I don't like. What are they doing?
Who's making these choices?
And it's Guy Ritchie, so, which doesn't add up.
It really doesn't.
Well, no, what was his last movie? Apparently tanked.
What was his last?
I don't remember what it was, but I just remember hearing that it tanked, and then it went from literally one of the biggest box office disasters.
What was Guy Ritchie's last movie
in history? It went from the, like, one of the biggest box office flops.
Man
in
from Uncle.
History. I mean, no,
that it rings a bell. I remember hearing about it.
But. And then he got Disney swept Aladdin.
Away. Speaking of movies that came and went, did the M. Night Shyamalan movie come and go already?
Glass.
Yes, it did.
I remember hearing. I mean, I remember hearing. Oh, it's coming out. And I'm excited. And now I feel
I
like
I've not seen it.
I didn't see it either. And like all of a sudden, it's like it's gone.
I've heard mixed things.
Yes, nobody said anything. Yeah,
that's I heard very mixed things.
That's how a lot of movies are. How all you hear all about it, and then or you hear the promo for it months and months ahead of time, and then you hear another promo for it.
What was probably the most accurate thing I heard about it was like it's the third movie in a series.
Right.
Yeah. It's the third movie. And you're like, oh, yeah, I know what that means.
Yeah, well. Womp, womp. I'm gonna watch it when I get a chance.
I've watched a ton of movies on the plane back. So I had an experience trying to fly back from New Orleans, which I won't get into because I can talk about that for 20,000 minutes.
All right.
But when I finally got on the plane, I was like, "What am I gonna watch?" And I was already having a bad day. I was like, "Fuck it, let's just steer into the skid." So I watched Venom and The Predator.
Now I didn't know that was out either.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones that came
out. Enough that you can watch it on an airplane.
It's already on video. Yeah, already on the airplane.
Woof.
So. That's too bad.
It's so bad. Because it has none of the, like, it has
didn't
none
Shane
of the camp
Black make
or, like,
it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And
They
try to make it a movie. And Shane Black tries to Shane Black it a little bit, but not enough to the point where it's nearly as interesting as something like, you know, a Kiss Kiss Bang Bang or, oh my God, I can't think of that movie. It was just out with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. The Nice Guys. There it is.
Nope. I never would have got there.
You'd like that.
Never would have got there. My brain was like, nope. Shut down.
I just got my way to it.
Exactly. But, like, he's looking at me. Uh-oh.
Yeah. My brain.
Normally, I'm good at this, but look away.
So they have Keegan-Michael Key in there, and they're like, oh, go be funny. And he tries, and it's just not. No. Like, nothing really lands. And, like, none of the characters. I don't care about any of the characters. I'm rooting for the Predator to murder them all the entire time, which is really just not.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I guess so. But it's like, yeah, we have a Predator. Now we have a bigger Predator. I'm like, what is this garbage?
Now, did any, like, Carl Weathers or anybody make a cameo or a little?
There are no cameos, but they do recognize, like, it is, like, part of the Predator universe. Like, they recognize the other movies, and they make mention.
So it's not like a remake. It's like
a continuation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see.
Venom was trash.
That's funny.
I heard that, too.
It was fun. It was like...
It's a good buddy cop movie from what I hear.
Interesting, like, entertaining things and moments, and they make some interesting choices, but man, like,
unless it's Disney Marvel or Marvel Studios, it's like, stop trying.
This is not good.
I watched Won't You Be My Neighbor?
That's on HBO now. Yeah, is it good?
Wet. I'm like a child.
Yes, it's.
I saw it there, and I was like, "Ooh, we're watching this soon."
It's super good, and it really hits you in the feels.
Yeah,
and but it also is like fury inspiring, like because they have people on there. Fred Rogers is destroying an entire generation of kids, making them all think they're special.
And you're like.
Fuck you. Yeah. So hard. Like, oh my God. Like,
little
just,
did they know.
It makes
just
me
just wait
so
a couple
angry.
Years.
You're wrong.
Yeah. You get a trophy, and you get a trophy, and you get a trophy.
See, but that's that whole, like, thing, that this whole, like, I'm an asshole, so let's demonize being a nice guy. So, so everybody's, like, too sensitive and too special. We need more jerks. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. So
this episode of Life
Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Fred.
Rated R.
Yeah, apparently.
We've used more than one fuck, so you have to.
What else? There's a new Child's Play trailer that came out today.
I didn't
know
that.
And now that took a reboot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Aww. But apparently, there's also from the makers of the original, they're working on like a Child's Play Netflix show.
Oh, boy.
And so there's now the original that's going to continue, and then there's the reboot that's going to start. And I'm like, interesting that they're doing these at the same time.
Hey, you know, the people who own that product, you know, can market it and sell it. Like,
there's a new
like
Pet Cemetery trailer, which looks good.
There's a Frozen 2 trailer,
which looks good.
Which looks good.
I like the first one. Everyone compares Frozen to Tangled. They're like, Tangled's way better than Frozen. And I'm like, well, Frozen yes, that is an accurate statement, but Frozen's good too.
Like, I think it's just that people are baffled that Tangled didn't like catch on the way that Frozen did.
Yeah. I mean, Frozen made over $1 billion.
I was going to say, Frozen was so big.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And there were so many more like little girls, like, I'm Elsa, as compared to like,
I'm Rapunzel.
Right.
So it wasn't Rapunzel. It's just straight up Rapunzel.
Straight up Rapunzel. Okay.
And it's good.
This is what I really wanted to. I'm glad I remember this. So do you remember the teaser trailer for the original Frozen?
Yeah, it was Olaf.
Right, it was just Olaf and the freaking reindeer on an ice lake.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with like the actual movie
Messing
at all.
With his carrot nose.
Right. So people were like, what is this garbage?
Right.
Does that remind you of like the pre-trailer for Ice Age, where it's the little squirrel squirrel or something?
His name is Scrat, I think.
Yeah. I don't know what his name is.
He's got squirrel. The acorn.
I haven't watched any of those movies.
It's Acorn.
There's like 700 of them, right?
500
of them? 500?
That sounds like yeah. Just like Land Before Time.
Right. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. That's about right. But yeah, I was like, somebody posted it in the movie server, and I'm like, oh, I never watched that trailer. I'm like, this was the trailer for like one of the most popular movies ever?
Yes.
What? How did anyone go and watch this movie after seeing this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm blown away. So the Frozen 2 trailer looks fantastic.
Yes.
Like, wow, this
it is
like
cool.
A big epic.
Like, I'm into
that. that's what trailers used to be, especially Disney trailers or Pixar. Pixar was very famous for like, here's a scene that's kind of cute and it's two fish swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, and then they tell a joke and then it's boom, Finding Nemo. And then that is not in the movie at all.
Yeah.
It's just a concept of the film
and it's like,
ooh, that looks cute and great. And now it's like, let's show you everything.
Yeah.
In 2.5 minutes, we're going to show you everything. Good. And now you don't want to come see it because we just like the Star Wars trailers, like, here's all the cool stuff that you're gonna see in this movie, and then it's like, why did you show me all the cool stuff?
Yep.
Like, you could literally show me a lightsaber turning on and I'm gonna come see the movie.
Just play the sound.
You don't have to show me everything.
Play the sound and put the font on the screen.
Right.
Star Wars.
What was that movie that you shared that was the dude who
Yesterday.
Yes.
That
looks great.
Yeah, that was dope. But that's one of those trailers where you feel like you almost see the entire movie.
Kind
of,
yeah.
But I'm on board. Me too. Like, I love the concept.
I knew that'd be right up your guys' alley. I'm like, oh, they're going to love this.
It looks so good.
And especially, it's funny because, like, remember I was saying, well, they got the rights to the Beatles songs, which is a big thing, because I saw in a post that I did a couple years ago about vinyl. Mm. And the TV show,
where
Vinyl.
They didn't get the
Led Zeppelin stuff. And I'm like, just ruins it. And I never saw the Jimi Hendrix one because why would you want to see
30
that?
Rock? We don't have the Janis Joplin rights. Jamie Jimp Jorp,
right?
But it's just like because it's the makers of Slumdog Millionaire, and it's also the people that made Across the Universe, which is also all Beatles stuff. And I'm like, oh, so they like the Beatles.
Yeah. Cool. I'm stoked for that. Oh, that's a neat idea.
That's really a new neat idea.
That's neat. I'll go watch that.
Or it's just you don't expect it. He's playing the song in the Circle of Friends. Oh, that was really good. What was that?
He's
Yesterday
like,
by the Beatles.
Most famous songs of all time.
What? Who are the what? The Beatles. And then he goes and Googles it and it's
like an
shows
actual
up
Beatle.
A bug.
Can you imagine that? You'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
In a world where the Beatles never existed.
Well, then, like, he turns into the Beatles, which I'm curious about the movie, because if the Beatles didn't happen ever, and somebody came out with Yesterday or Hey Jude or whatever right now, do you think it would be popular in the sea of, like, boom-tunk, 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 and he's like, Yesterday,
I wonder.
Because, like, there's Ed Sheeran.
I think so.
And there's, like, folksy kind of folks out there that are poppy at the same time.
This is the first thing I've, this is the first time I've ever seen Ed Sheeran's face on something, and I didn't hate him.
Right.
No, it's like, you know, hey, dude. And I'm like, that's perfect.
Yes.
Like, it's perfect because of it enforces what I already think of you.
Right.
That's funny.
And well, he's funny totally in this doing movie. It on purpose. Yeah. Right. He's like
you're steering into it. So now I respect that. Like, yeah. That's right.
It didn't make me like, in Game of Thrones. Yeah. It's a new one. Like,
seem to be on iTunes. Fuck off. Get out of my fantasy show.
Yes, exactly.
Go away.
Exactly.
Stay in your lane, Ed Sheeran.
So do you think that a song, like yesterday, if you think yesterday Absolutely. Came out, it would be popular on the radio? I think so. Right.
My opinion is that, like, if it's a good yeah. song,
or like I Want to Hold Your Hand, do you think that would because
I think it was
kind of provocative at the time that, like, these guys are on publicly saying, like, basically we're gonna do it. Like,
I don't think
hold your hand.
I don't think every song would be
that was a total innuendo, dude.
I don't know.
I think some of the less popular songs would be more popular.
It might be one of those it might be one of those things where you're like, huh, when I like look at it again. And usually I'm the one who's looking into those things. You know what that means, right?
But really? You had no idea that, like,
I want to hold your hand?
That's a total innuendo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell you something. I don't understand. Tell you something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, they don't really just want to hold their hand.
But, I mean, I don't see innuendos. I want to fondle your balls. Anyway,
oh, it's not. Yeah, it's like a we're gonna do it song.
Yeah.
I guess so. I guess there are more songs that are a little bit more innuendo-y.
Yeah, but when did that song come out?
In the 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
So. They got mad that Elvis, like, shook his hips around.
Back when the world was still in black
and white. Right. Anyway, any other news?
Wait. We were talking about stuff we watched and stuff. We're kind of bouncing.
That's why I was like, what are you guys doing? Don't you remember how to do this show?
Disney's Captain Marvel will be the first Marvel movie that will not appear on Netflix.
Oh, because
they're going to put it on their
own
thing.
They're gearing up for their thing.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, see, are they going to create their whole new thing? I mean, they're probably going to because they're just money.
Yeah,
because they own Hulu. And so it's like, why not just put it on Hulu?
I don't know.
Because they have to create another thing
the
that
whole
you have to pay
thing
money for. And it's like,
yeah, separate pay frame. Yeah, yep. So.
Which, I mean, great, sure. Like, if you have a family and all your kids do is watch Disney films, then great, sign up for that.
If they do it like it's a channel add-on, so you can add it to your Hulu or add it to your Amazon, like HBO style, it's like, hey, here's an extra $10 if you want all Disney content. I'm like,
but see, that's the thing. They better back catalog the shit out of it instead of like, we're going to vault everything still.
No, they will.
Of course they will.
Yeah, they will.
But it's like, like, put the bullcrap on there that I grew up with. Put, like, That Darn Cat and, like, Shaggy Dog and, like, these quote-unquote B-movies that nobody gives a crap about. Yeah. But it's like, you can't find those anywhere, not even when they, quote, open the vault. It's like, just put your back catalog out somewhere. So, like, keep the secret, like, we can't put Pinocchio out. Great. Don't show me Pinocchio. But put all the other bullcrap that nobody cares about, like... Yeah.
Flubber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gus the field goal kicking mule?
Exactly.
Song of the South.
Voyage! Song of the South, right?
Zippity-doo-dah! God, I had a sing-along songs video, and that's, like, that's literally the only knowledge that I had of that film until I became an adult.
I don't remember. I mean,
because
I barely remember
it.
Yeah, I barely remember it.
Did you actually see it?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I remember, like...
Because they shut that shit down quick. They're like,
I remember
wait,
the black guy
what have we done?
And a cartoon, like a live-action black guy and a cartoon.
Yeah, and the song's real catchy and great, and, like, little do you know, this is a slave movie. Yeah,
I
love it.
Yeah, like, still, like, because I haven't looked too hard into it. I knew it was something, like, I just thought it was more... It was not acceptable anymore, like what they were doing. But I don't really know what the show.
But I mean, there's nothing wrong
about
with the song.
Is it a slave
doo-dah?
Movie? No. Like, what are you talking about?
Zippity doo dah, zippity.
It's
a great song.
It takes place like during that time, and it's like everything's nice and fun and cool.
Right, it's all good.
Know,
nothing bad's happening here. Look, it's a wonderful day. My oh my, it's a wonderful day. And you hear like whoosh in the background. Any other news? No.
I think there's one more.
I just want to hit a button.
One more time.
I just want to hit a button.
How dare you?
That's it.
I hit a button. I hit that one. We're done?
Yes.
Yes. What do we do next?
Yes.
How do we end news? Oh, this button.
That's it.
That's What's Up
With News. News.
Money.
Do we want... Let's listen to Matt's movie review, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Where's that button?
I don't know.
I changed everything. I don't know where anything is.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey, folks and friends. I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? This week, I checked out the movie based on the hippest judge in the Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's super popular with the millennials, the only Supreme Court judge who is the inspiration of positive memes. She's got a positive impersonation on SNL and a bobblehead. Seriously, she's got Golden Girl level cred. By the way, can I just please derail things a bit just to mention that more or less a year ago from this episode was my first appearance on Life's a Binge as I tried to rehash partial Super Bowl ads and then throw down my thoughts on I, Tonya. There's no relevance here, just saying whoopee for me. Okay, cool. So The Basis of Sex is pretty much the story of the rise of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or RGB. But I mean, early on, they don't really deal with her becoming a judge yet. It shows her and her husband Martin as they're going to law school and at the time of going to their classes. When Martin gets sick, she not only takes care of him, but also goes to school for him. Baller! You start to see a divide when Martin immediately gets hired at a reputable law firm, and despite RGB's impressive records, no one will hire her because she's a woman. She ends up with a teaching job, but still yearns for the business of law. Her husband drops an interesting case into her lap, knowing that it would perk her up to work on something she cares about, which is a case specifically on the discrimination of a man. That if they take that to court and win it, could mean the revision of how a law is worded, and the opportunity to eventually change civil rights for the sexes. Ultimately, not only is it a great historical piece, but it's also a great piece of court drama. I felt like I was getting sucked back into a Dick Wolf dimension of Law and Order. It definitely has that courtroom tension that really draws you in, but also you get to see RGB portrayed as a mom and how she and her husband would work together. The whole movie is just awesome and uplifting. One of the things I thought was kind of interesting was the ACLU's role in the movie. Since it's a movie about civil rights, you'd think that they'd play a stronger part in pushing RGB through and supporting her, but in fact, they are portrayed as putting more hurdles in place for her and not wanting to be too supportive of her cause because they're continually getting burned. Felicity Jones was a lot of fun as Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She lights up the screen in all her scenes and has that fierce fighter energy. There's one scene early on in school when she completely smokes one of her classmates in a debate, and I so wanted her to go,
"That's a Ginsburg!"
Armie Hammer is just freaking amazing. He plays Ruth's husband, Martin. I first heard about Armie Hammer when he was in the Lone Ranger movie, so I was like, okay, what's the deal with this guy? Then I saw Call Me By Your Name and thought he was absolutely amazing. Now this, and I realized, well, he is freaking amazing. And of course, Sam Waterston as Aaron Griswold, intent on putting hurdles in the way of RGB. He gave such a great performance. This movie is just littered with heavy hitters, and it's a fun movie to watch. It's not too heavy, and it gives a little insight on how things were and struggles. All in all, by the end of the movie, you come out of it feeling positive and hopeful, which is kind of what we need right now, I'd say. I don't think it's necessary to watch this one in a theater. Watching it on the small screen will do you just as much justice as seeing it in the big arena. Hey. But that's just my opinion.
Justice.
I'd say, humiliate some Harvard hotshots with your sharp wit and then check it out for yourself because, hey, what do I know? Next time, I'm going to be taking a break from movies and do a music review. Don't worry, I'll still be binging reboots aplenty because I'm listening to Weezer's cover record, The Teal Album. Nice. Until then, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
He said RGB so many times.
Can you tell Matt you used to work in video and audio? I struggle not to do it too. Whenever
everyone
I,
does it, band, I'm like, that's no. what you think of. But it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG. But it doesn't make sense in your brain.
No, it doesn't. Any other one all the time.
Anyway, I understand the draw towards her. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, why is she this like pop culture guru? It just doesn't. I'm like,
because she doesn't take anybody's crap.
I guess it's just kind of weird. Like, it's kind of weird.
You saw it, right?
I saw it. I enjoyed it. It's, you know, it's not the greatest movie in the world. And some of the performances suffer in certain
points. Is it a good?
I agree with him that Armie Hammer is fantastic in it.
I don't know.
Biopic.
Yeah, dramatized. Some parts were made up. Parts
which that they, you Caribbean.
What do you say? Oh, I say that word differently, no matter how I use the word.
I say biopic.
Caribbean. That's what I say.
Caribbean. Biopic. And that song. What's the song? Didn't you play that song?
Human being.
Something about Caribbean. There's a song. Anyway, I thought that was you that played me that song. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway. Ignore me.
So the Weezer thing.
Yes.
Do you consider yourself a millennial?
Technically, I think I am, but no, I do not.
What do you consider yourself like as part of a generation?
I'm like this weird middle thing that they tried to come up with a name for. Because I know life before and after the internet. Millennials know life with the internet only.
Millennials imply they're born about the time of the millennium?
90. I think it's like in the 90s.
Coming of age.
When they were like a teenager, like they don't know life before smartphones or internet. Like. Okay. Or not even smartphones, but cell phones. Like, I remember VHS and cassette tapes and radios and cable TV only having
and
four
landlines.
Channels. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think technically the age, because our generation doesn't have a catchy name, so they lump us into the millennial category, but...
Mm-hmm. It changed every 2 years, like, the official designation. I did air quotes. You guys can't see that.
Right.
So I audio described it for your benefit.
Air quotes.
But I don't, like, I would not classify myself as a millennial because I understand life before computers.
Technically in the classification.
I'm trying to like...
Because they're saying now it's like from 1982 to 1990.
To zero in on Weezer's like fan base.
Oh. It's me, my age.
Yeah.
Right. So older than millennial.
30-year-olds, yeah.
30-year-old people.
Yep.
So. That came out, that liked the Blue Album in Pinkerton when it came out. And
yep.
So I've never listened to a Weezer album.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
Well, no, because when Jeff was my roommate, did they have like an album called the Red Album or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, they have Every Color. But
so
yes.
The Red Album had just come out, and Jeff was like, woo, the new Weezer, and he played it. And, you know, I don't really remember any of it. And
yep,
some that's of the about stuff, right. Like the songs that were hits, you know, like I'm familiar with, you know, we do the sweater song,
Buddy Holly,
and we do Buddy
yeah.
Holly. And, but I never had the reverence for them that a lot of people do and did.
Yeah.
And like, I think you do or did.
I did. I mean, they just put out, it seems to be an album factory where they're just like, let's do it again. And here we go. And here we go. And
they're
like, every time they put one out, it's like, we're getting back to our roots and we're doing this. It just sound like the old stuff. And I'm like, you keep saying that and you keep being wrong.
Right.
Like, nothing's going to sound like the old stuff because you made that in 1992.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I don't mind, you know, it's funny. Smashing Pumpkins, I was crazy about that band when they came out. And their first two albums were on the very similar mold. But, like, same with U2, you know, or lots of bands.
Yeah.
You know, or
like, you don't have to sound exactly the same.
Yeah,
like,
I don't begrudge a band for changing.
Me neither,
but,
ever.
But Weezer, I just love that. I loved, even though I didn't, like, resonate with it like a Weezer fan would.
SNL
but that,
skit.
Yes! Yeah. That was, I just loved that. I loved it to death. So.
Yeah. It was funny. But the teal, the cover album, I'm like, this is okay, but you're not doing, like, typically my draw to cover songs is, like, you do something
a little different
to the song,
mm-hmm.
But like their version of, you know,
it's just us playing this song.
Africa by Toto. They're like, here we are. Actually, and it sounds exactly the same. I'm like, what are you even doing? Like,
I'm angry about that because we get requests for that. Like, play Africa. Like,
right.
No.
We'll try it. And I'm like, dude, I can't do that song. I can't do it.
Yeah. It's just not the same, like, played live without all the accoutrement.
The only thing we could do is like the chorus part where we're like, it better than away from you. But it's also it's one of those things that's so high that, like, I can't do that. But that's cool.
Yes.
So I watched another movie.
Wait, no, we don't do that yet.
Not yet.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we still have to take a commercial break, and then we have to say what we're doing. All right. And so I guess I'll hit the button right now. After these messages, we'll be right
back. Mayhem. Monster Coalition menaces island nation. World-acclaimed scientist saves the day.
Annoyed when I talk during the film. It's just another classic that you haven't seen still. Just another ill in the head in the plot. Norman Bates, is that all you got? Might have guessed from the name of the thing. Don't complain that you've never heard the ending of The Crying Game. Well, it's a penis, and at this point, a shaggy dog, which is nothing to see here. Move along. The apes rule the earth. Vader's top of the loop. Brad Pitt and Ed Norton are obviously two people, but they gotta share one character. Bruce ain't alive, kid, no matter how he stare at you. Snape kills Dumbledore, but with a noble motive. Everybody's guilty on the Oriental locomotive. Fights villainy ends, world squabbling, and Deckard is a replicant, probably.
Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. Well, it's mutual. Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. Well, it's mutual.
Don't wage upon survival for Bambi's mom. Artax, old Yeller, Mufasa, King Kong, all spawn. Medea should fear for your throat. All on the Titanic should fear for your boat. Yo, fun a lot, give it away before it happens. If you're in Moby Dick, then I hope you're not the captain. If you are, then I urge rethink revenge, cause you're headed for the bottom and you're bringing your friends. Fall into Wonderland, then you're definitely dreaming. Sleeping by the stream and all is only seeming. If you're in the Bible, it ends in Armageddon. If you're in the Y2K, it's less upsetting. If you're living in the 80s, spoiler gay, wham. Spaceships can blow up, trickle down. Economics is a scam, but you'll figure that out. I don't want to wreck the ending for you, make you pout.
Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. Well, it's mutual. Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. Well, it's mutual.
Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. In the future, do not do what you do. Say I ruin everything for you. Well, it's mutual. In the future, do not do what you do. Revolution, I want it won't last. If you're in the Kennedy clan, beware a muzzle flash. Airplanes also quite often destroyed them. And if you're a Lenin, there is a Chapman, avoid him. Boy, when I'm spoiling the ending, you frown. No empire lasts forever, go to town. You're old Rome, look out for that Nero. In case you're a countdown, look out for zero. Anytime you're a ticking bomb explode, nobody make it out except Horatio. Cause every peanut brittle got a stake inside. And Jack's in the box meant to startle Pop High. If you didn't already, I'll apologize. Peekaboo's a game, it's a trick of the eyes. Not a bending of reality itself. Spoiler for infants, adults use stealth.
Back to the show.
Okay, what's up? What's up? What did we watch? BJ? We can now talk about that stuff.
I watched a Roman J. Israel Esquire.
No idea what that is.
It's a Denzel Washington movie where he plays an autistic lawyer.
Okay.
And it's one of those movies.
Based on true story or made up?
probably think it's made up.
Got it.
But it was like, interesting, good, interesting, good, interesting, good. And then the ending is like, boo.
Huh.
So that's all I got to say about that movie.
Nice.
Other than it was interesting to see him not play.
Anybody watch The Good Doctor?
No.
No.
It's the one with Freddie Highmore. Yeah. And he plays like an autistic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be really good, but I have not seen it yet.
It's
but
like that
just reminded me of it.
Doogie Howser remake or
sort
of.
No.
It's like
Doogie
a kid.
Wasn't autistic, was it?
Oh no, but I mean it's a kid doctor, right? It's a young
I mean
man.
he's a younger guy, but he's not like a kid.
He's not
just
like Doogie
baby
Howser.
Face.
Okay.
I thought he was a younger guy.
It looks like
I mean he's Freddie Highmore, so how old Freddie Highmore is. He just has a baby face because you picture him okay. as like Charlie.
I thought the whole thing was like he's like a child prodigy.
Right. That's what I always
I know say. I'm old timey still.
I just don't know how
child prodigy.
Your old timey is a very good Morgan Freeman also.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do it again.
No.
Pressure's too much.
But when you hear the very beginning of the episode.
Like Morgan Freeman. It sounds really.
Yeah, when you did right. whatever we were talking about.
He's a
about.
Child prodigy. Oh, now I hear it.
See?
Yeah.
It's very Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, you just found a shortcut to a Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
Gonna That's
do
how
a,
you do that.
He's going to do an intro.
Right. We finished season 2 of The Good Place.
Yes.
Finally.
Finally,
which was fantastic,
so good.
Yeah. But I can't continue on because on the Hulu they only have like episode 6 and 7 or whatever.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm like,
but
dang
maybe
it.
On the NBC site, maybe
Mm-mm, they do
no,
the same
they
thing.
Do the same thing.
Bummer.
So I just have to wait.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Season 3 goes.
It'll be on Netflix.
Completely different direction.
I really. Well, that's the thing. Season 1. Flipped you, and then season 2 does a whole nother weirdo thing.
And
I like season 1.
Again.
I like season 1 a lot better than I like season 2.
Yeah,
well, but season 2 was good
because it's like you have the premise, and season 1's like here's this premise, and it's amazing,
right.
And we hit all the notes that you would think they should hit in that premise, and then it's like now we're gonna change everything. You're like, all right, well this can still be good.
Holy shirt balls!
And it was good. Season 2 was good,
what
but it just wasn't as good.
Yeah.
What else? What else? What else did I watch? We're still watching Titan Games, which is fun. We're still watching Masked Singer, which is fun. That's about it for me.
I watched Ted Bundy tapes.
Samantha watched that. She really liked it.
It was cool. And they're making a movie with
Zac Efron. And Netflix bought the rights to that.
Oh, really?
So they will be showing it.
Nice.
Yeah. They're going to monopolize the Ted Bundy crowd.
And I heard, I wish I had the number, but I heard a number on the news about what Netflix is spending on original programming coming up.
Is it a lot?
It's insane. And HBO is doubling their, or not doubling, but increasing by 50% their original content, kind of as an
Thank
answer
you.
To it. So,
I don't, but
I'm afraid.
But Netflix just buys everything, and they're like, let's make it. And then there's like 5 hits.
Yeah.
But like, if HBO just doubles their money, it's like, are they just going to start buying crap too? Or
no,
are they going to filter out the crap?
They're going to make it.
Because they're known for only putting, but I mean, they put out.
Like, The Brink wasn't that great.
Yeah, they put out stuff that's not great, but it's still really good quality.
Yeah.
It's just not good content.
Right.
So.
And that's what I'm afraid of, is that the amount of it is just going to inevitably mean a little bit more trash.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So,
Rich, you watch anything?
I've watched movies upon movies. I watched Incredibles 2.
For the first time?
Yeah.
I liked that movie.
It was all right.
You solved it.
I saw that one.
Everyone gives it crap because, like, we solved it. Like, oh, I knew what the problem was. I knew who the bad guy was or whatever.
Well,
like,
yeah.
It's a kid's movie. Like, who cares if you solve the mystery or whatever?
That's not my problem. I don't have a problem with it, really. It was just, I don't know.
Why?
It's kind of nothing. Kind of a
why?
Kind
why
of,
is this
kind
here?
Of a why. Yeah.
That's how I feel
kind
about
it. Nothing.
Did you see the Toy Story 4 trailer from the Super Bowl? Or it's like a teaser.
I did, but I do not remember it.
It's like, where's Buzz? I don't know. He got captured by whatever, and he's like stuck to like a wall somewhere. And and it's like, why is this a movie? Why did we do this? Why did we? You ended on a friggin' magical, perfect note where I cried 18 times.
Money.
And now it's like, why? I get it, but it's like, why? Just make something else.
I don't know.
You don't need to do another movie that you already ended perfectly. You're going to ruin it. You are going to ruin it, and it's going to make me upset.
Like the last 2 seasons of Breaking Bad. End it when Gus Fring dies. That's my opinion.
Spoiler alert. God, we just talked about it. I'm just kidding.
I also started American Gods.
It's
good. Stars. I'm using my free.
Is it good?
It is pretty good. It's interesting. It's super stylized and
like Watchmen look,
kinda. Yeah,
like
very
a,
shiny.
I hate to say this, but like a Zack Snyder look,
kinda. Yeah, kinda. And everything is like a mystery. So it's
oh boy,
It's I mean, when I say that, you know what I, you know exactly
I
know what I mean.
Yeah, no, and that applies. Yeah. That totally applies. Yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But
slow motion sound.
Yeah.
Look, there's it's all brightly colored, but there's a nifty filter over it to make it softer.
Instagram. Yeah.
No, that's a that's it. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm not really sold on it. But
sorry.
It is Instagram.
That reminds me. I saw a meme with the Will Smith genie head. Photoshopped over the giant Dr. Manhattan.
Oh, that's
dumpster Vietnam.
That's funny.
That's great.
All right, but I'm out. I gotta go.
Get out of here.
So you guys have fun the rest of it.
Yeah. Bye. Have fun going to work,
sucker. We'll close the suckers down while you go to work. Don't die, though.
We're not going to. I'm not going to. I'm lost now.
I also watched Tag.
Is it good? Dang it. I wanted it to be good.
It's fine. It's not bad, but it's not like, this is great.
That came out right when Game Night was coming out.
Right.
And Game Night is great.
And you can't help but compare the two because they have that kind of same vibe of adults getting into hijinks. Yep. And
man.
Game Night is this way just a superior film right. Like, by leaps and bounds. But there's some good performances in Tag, and it's fun. Like they do like fun little things. And Jeremy Renner is like, it's weird because it's almost like he's Hawkeye, but...
Well, that's just how he is.
Yeah, maybe he's just not much of an actor.
Right,
I don't
he's
know.
Just like very quiet and subdued, and like I can look badass though if I want. Yeah,
and so, like it's one of those where some of the smaller roles will like, kind of outshine like the main stars. Like Rashida Jones like has like a small role in it. She's like you know not on screen for a lot of time.
Right.
But she's you know funny and excellent in everything she does. So she's funny and excellent.
Dang, I wanted that to be good. That's on HBO now, too, right?
Yeah, it's on HBO. It's like you'll like it. It's not like I said, it's not bad. It's just not like, whoa, this is great.
Right. It's like, well, that was fun.
The best part of the movie, honestly, is the very, 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 very end. That's the after credits part.
Nice.
Like, that's the best part of the movie. And you'll know exactly what I mean once you watch.
Right. What I like I said, I haven't watched anything. We watched the Notebook.
Oh, boy.
I have not seen that movie in a
for
long...
For Valentine's Day or just for fun?
Yeah. No, literally, that's why. Because we were, like, eating our heart-shaped pizza.
That's something and romantic.
Then, well, and that's what we were like, what are we going to watch? We always just put on bullcrap. And then it was like... I was like, should we watch something?
Like, she's like, I don't know.
She's like, I don't know. And I was like, what of those, what do you want to watch? She's like, The Notebook? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Neither of us had seen that movie in years. It's good.
It's good.
Like, it really is good.
I don't think I've ever actually seen that movie all the way through.
It brings me to, like, PTSD flashbacks because it is my life from when I was younger. Because I was like, the poor rebel that the rich girl really liked and brought me home to her parents. And they were like, this kid's trash. And I was like, oh, yeah.
So, like, a dust cloud following
yeah. And so, like, that's exactly what the movie is. And I'm like, oh, right. I forgot. This is my life. Like, and it ended not the way this movie ends.
No.
It ends the other way when you're like, dang it.
Oh,
and so I'm telling Samantha, I was like, man, this is my, like, it's weird. This is my life and my ex and this and that. Da, 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 da. And she's like, yeah, well, it ended the right way for you. And I was like, you're damn right it did because fuck that lady.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah, we went a different way. So now, since we watched the first Twilight, we're like, now I got to see where this goes. And
baby punching its way out of a uterus.
Progressively worse.
Baby punching its way out of a uterus.
Is that what happens?
I believe so.
Oh, my God.
In the books, anyway. I'm pretty sure she gets pregnant from the vampire, which how does that even happen?
She just has an expressionless face. Well, Lindsay was like, so how does he like, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, what are you talking? She wouldn't just say it. I'm like, what are you talking about? How does he? She's like, you know, like, how does it? Like, he doesn't have
he's
blood.
Got no blood flow,
like,
so.
I'm like, so? He like, what do you mean? Like, how does he what?
Mentally makes himself get a boner.
He's like, yeah, he's like, this is mine. He goes, what?
But, like, apparently,
God,
apparently he gets her pregnant, and then the baby is, like, super beast, because, like, she's
half. Or is she human when she gets pregnant?
I don't know. She's, but
I'll find out today.
But anyway, it like grows super fast, and then instead of giving birth to it, it has to like punch its way out of her or something.
Oh,
and
God.
I don't know. I could be way wrong.
That's
what I remember hearing,
like,
about the book.
I'm just like, why do they care about this girl so much? Like, she's just such a nothing, like,
that's
no personality. And I know why she's written that way, because she's written that way so that the reader can insert themselves into her position.
Right. Which,
but it doesn't work for a movie.
Well, I'm sure you didn't, but did you read the books?
No.
Okay. So
did you?
I start, because whenever there's like a big next thing that like, we're going to make this movie after this hit book series or whatever, like Hunger Games, I was like, oh, this looks like a decent concept for a movie. Yeah. I'm going to read the books. So I went and read the books. Super yeah. easy, young adult read, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing, I was like, Twilight's supposed to be huge and vampires and whatnot. I'm like, I'm kind of into that weird fantasy dark world. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
And I started to read the first Twilight book, and it's told in first person via her story, right. much like Hunger Games was told via Katniss.
Yeah.
But
can't miss.
I can I don't know what her name is in the Twilight series, but I could not Bella. Stand yes, Bella. I could not stand being in her head.
Yeah.
I
believe that.
Hated it.
I hate her face.
Immediately. Like 4 chapters in, I'm like, "Why do I care about you?" Oh right, I don't. Yeah. And like maybe if you're a teenage girl and you're reading a teenage girl's story,
sure.
Maybe, but even still I'm like, how are people that into this? Like, I could not.
I don't know.
Get into it.
And I try to like separate myself. I was like, all right, you know, these are movies that were not made for you. Like,
right.
You're not the demographic. But I'm like, that is. But still, but like,
they're still also be good.
Badly made. Like, weird camera choices. Weird. Everything just doesn't make. Like, why is the camera spinning right now? Like, what is going on? And it zooms in on her face while she's asleep, and Edward and Jacob are talking about. And it's just so.
Is it Jacob? Jacob's in the first one, right? He's involved in the first one?
Yeah, but he's not really involved.
Okay.
He's in it, but he's not like, he's not a wolf yet. So
man, that was a whole other controversy right there. God. Do we ever talk about that on the show?
About Twilight?
Like, about how like
Team Edward, Team
there's Jacob. There's the double standards when it comes to like objectifying people.
Oh my God.
And how I'm okay with that. Like there should be, I mean, not
there should be a double standard.
But like men are notoriously known for being creepy. And so like when they're like, look at that hot 17-year-old. That's kind of an issue.
Everyone's like, absolutely not.
But like no, when Twilight was coming out and Taylor Lautner's literally 16 years old, yep. and like all the moms are there like, take your shirt off.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm okay with that. We deserve yep. that. And like, it's wrong and weird and weird. Like he's a boy.
Come back on us.
Like he's a boy. Yep. And like, you shouldn't be saying that about a boy.
Right.
But it's
he's
like
a child.
Eh. Yeah.
I'm fine with men being objectified right. the same way women are.
I mean,
are.
He's a boy.
He's though. A child.
That's, right.
That is very different.
16 years old.
Yeah. Actual adult men.
And like 40-year-old women were like, take your shirt like, off.
What was like, the Aquamoms is what they call them.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You're like super into Jason
Let's
Momoa.
Let's go see Aquaman.
He's a beautiful man.
Right.
I don't blame you. And you're thirsty for Thor. Like, yeah,
but like,
totally. Go for it.
So that's like a stereotype that, you know, moms will take their kids to see these movies because of hot men.
I don't know how true that is.
Right. That's the thing. Like, I don't think that's, I'm sure it's somewhat true, but it's like you have to have some interest in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they could put a hot lady in a movie, and if the movie still looks like garbage, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to go see it to see this hot lady.
Yeah.
Like,
well, also now the internet's a thing. Like, if you want to see hot
right,
ladies,
you just
see
Google
hot ladies
them.
Whenever you want.
Just Google whatever like, you want. But
I
like,
mean, you have the movies for that.
Yeah, it's just like, but that is a stereotype of like they literally were called Aquamoms,
right?
Because they
I
were,
didn't make that up.
They
people.
Were right
That's what it
because
is
they
the
wanted to go see Jason Momoa without his shirt on for right. an hour and a half.
Yeah,
and so it's like, why is that a thing? It's probably just, you know, patriarchy, like yeah. calling women stupid.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Right. That's totally what it is.
They couldn't possibly let us like this, or they can't possibly
be entertained
show,
by this
or
movie.
Or yeah. show their sexuality by saying he's hot. We yeah. have to make a trope out of it.
Yeah, and that's, I think that right there is the thing, that's the important part. It's like, yeah, women should be able to celebrate their sexuality.
Right, he's a hot dude.
He's
we
a
should
hot
be
dude.
Able to go, like,
you want to fawn over a hot dude, fucking go
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, people went and saw striptease for one reason and one reason only. They wanted to see Demi Moore get naked.
So that
like,
popped
that's
up.
Why they wanted to see it.
That popped up on my on HBO, and I'm like, is this movie as bad as like everyone says it is?
That one's decently bad. It's not terrible.
It's not like offensively bad.
It's not, what's not the bad. Other one? What's the good. What's the bad
Showgirls?
One? That one. It's not that.
Well, yeah, because now there's a gif out there now of her like wiggling vagina because she kicks somebody, I guess.
Oh,
she kicks
man.
Somebody at some point in the movie, and people made a gif out of it because you can see everything. And it's just like, the audio description for that is, I said wobbling
man.
Vagina hands.
That's fantastic. I have I only saw that movie once when I was a young lad.
I've only seen it once
for
too.
The reason that I was a young lad. Yeah. So I
like, girls.
I do want to go watch it again for the bad like this is a bad movie type reason. That'd be
yeah, oh
a
so
fun,
bad
a fun watch. I don't think I watched anything else though.
A
I got one more.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I watched Sunshine.
I don't even know what that is.
Have you seen that? It is a sci-fi film from 2008.
Sunshine.
It's based on a novel, I think. I didn't read up on it afterwards. I just watched the movie and was like blown away.
Huh.
Based on a novel by Alex Garland, who also did Ex Machina and Annihilation.
Interesting.
I've been on a real sci-fi kick lately. Yeah, I've been watching sci-fi movies. It's really good.
Nice.
It's known for... So there's like two... I guess there's two camps. There's people who love it like all the way through and people who love it up until the third act because it takes like a really...
What is happening?
Really big departure in the third act. But overall, like it's just a beautiful concept. And the sun is like a character in the movie. It's weird.
I was just going to say, it's called Sunshine from that guy. I'm like, it's probably...
The premise is really dumb. Like the sun's dying and we have to restart it with a bomb. And I'm like, okay. But
sure. Did they explain it away science fiction-y where like this is plausible?
They really don't explain it at all, which I almost kind of appreciate.
The sun's dying. How do we fix it? We launch a nuke at it. Great.
Blow it up. Yeah,
is that going to work? Yes.
I'm fine with it. Like, I don't...
we don't need the chalkboard scene.
I always want, like, a whole...
Right.
Like, dude, some guy doing the math.
Right.
Like, this will work because of this. I'm
right.
Like, no, just let me enjoy this movie.
Well, that's what sci... That's
I'll
what
buy
makes
what
good
you're
sci-fi. Exactly. Yeah. If you're in the sci-fi world, they're like, we have a problem. What solves it? Water. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Cool.
Why? Who cares it just why? Does. That's why.
It just
yeah.
Does. And it's beautifully shot. Like, there's amazing cinematography and...
I never even
some
heard
great
of
performances.
It.
Chris Evans is in it.
Huh.
And it was like, right, if I'd seen this before I saw him as Captain America, I would have been totally on board with his casting as Captain America. Not that I was like against it, but he's like very like, he's not like the hero, but
he's very
like a
good guy.
Capable, like solid moral dude.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. Cillian Murphy.
Ooh, he's good too.
It was really actually a very diverse cast. Like it would be the exact kind of movie that people would love to see
right now.
Like, Michelle Yeoh is in it.
I love that stuff. So just like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's announced. If it's not, I'll cut it out. But do you know AJ? You know AJ Knox, right?
I do.
Yeah. He's doing, he posted, they're doing Little Shop of Horrors at New Village Arts. And like his cast
that's
is like,
it's on.
Yeah. His cast is diverse as all get out.
Yeah.
Like he's having a woman play Audrey too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And she's as a woman. Like, they're going to, like, the pod is the plant, and then it's going to open, and she's going to come out all B-movie, like, bad dress and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's a great idea.
I like that.
And people are already, like, starting to write letters in New Village.
How
like,
dare you?
Right. And it's like...
How dare you?
And shut up, people. Yeah. Like, it's...
Just...
It's the how many times have you seen Little Shop? 1,000. Like, watch the movie.
Let's
You've
try
seen
something different.
How? Yeah, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's like, let's try something totally different. Yeah. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, whatever.
Yeah.
But you've seen Little Shop. You know the songs. You've seen it 1,000 times. Like, get over it. We're doing something different to see if it works. And guess what? It's theater. It's the land of make believe anyway.
But you're gonna ruin my childhood.
God, shut up. Because it's like, it's the land of make-believe.
Yeah.
Even like Lin-Manuel Miranda's talking about Hamilton. He's like, if a woman wants to come in and play Washington, great.
Yeah.
Put her in the part.
Absolutely.
Like, but George Washington wasn't a lady.
What? Really?
So what?
this is new information.
She's playing a part in a theatrical production.
I'm flabbergasted.
I just boggles my brain.
Yeah. That's part of what I try to like divorce myself of that part of my head. That's like things should be a certain way. Like when I go to a movie or
right. But I mean, maybe if it's a movie, like if they're going to make a historical accurate movie and then like George Washington's a black dude. Like,
I mean, they did that with Amistad.
Yeah, that is true.
They did that. And people were like, this works.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's freaking Morgan Freeman.
Well, and they're actors.
He's an amazing actor.
And they're actors playing parts. Like, who cares if they don't look like what you think? Like, anyway, yeah.
People get too caught up on looks. Like, you hear about casting choices for movies that are coming up, and it's all based on, like, if they look like the character that you imagine in your head or not.
Yes.
It's not based on talent or any of that. It's like,
it's
perfect casting.
There was news that, like, who was it? Liam Neeson. Like to derail us at the end.
No, that's cool.
But going back to news, did you hear the Liam Neeson news thing?
Oh yeah.
How like he like apparently is a raging racist that he wanted to go out and kill black people or whatever. Yeah. And like that's the BuzzFeed headline, like Liam Neeson wants to kill black people on the street.
No.
And then did you see the Trevor Noah Daily Show?
I did not see
his take on it.
No.
It's fan fantastic. Like, I love that guy. He is so good and smart. And
I almost like his, like, in-between.
That's what it is. It's one of those things.
Better than
like
the actual show.
Right? Because people are losing their shit over Liam Neeson. Right. And, like, when you take it out of context and you put that headline, Liam Neeson wants to go on the streets and kill black people.
That sounds
technically
terrible.
Technically, that's kind of what he said.
Yeah.
But, like, somebody that he I'm going to totally butcher this because I don't know all the facts. Mm-hmm. But basically, the long and short of it, he knew somebody that got raped by a black guy. Mm-hmm. They came to him and was like, I was just raped by a black guy. And he's like, let's go on the streets right now and see if we can find him because I'd kill that guy. That's basically the long and short of it.
Yeah.
Like, and so people twisted that into, I want to go on the streets and kill black people. Yeah. And it's like,
that's not what I said.
I mean, kind of technically, right, but it's like, it could have said some white guy just raped me. Like, great. Let's go on the streets and go kill the white guy.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, ugh. And like, maybe there's more to it that I don't know,
yeah.
But like, my understanding is like, give the guy a break. Like he was, and that was years and years and years ago. Yeah. And so like,
oh, it wasn't even like recent.
No.
Oh.
And so it's like, shut up, people. Anyway.
They need to frozen that shit.
They need to. I almost made a Twitter joke that like I need to delete my Twitter now so that way people can dig up all this great stuff that doesn't. Like, so that way maybe I'll become famous because people will try and dig into my Twitter.
I'm deleting my Twitter just so everyone knows.
Right. Have fun looking at that joke that I wrote 30 years ago that means absolutely nothing.
Nothing now.
It's about Diet Coke, but it's probably offensive to somebody 20 years from now.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm like a hardcore flag-waving liberal
in
many, many ways.
Yes.
And I'm getting fatigue at let's be outraged at everything. And
right.
Let's put everybody's history under a freaking microscope.
Well, and it brings the whole like PC culture.
Yeah.
To a light where it's like, maybe we do need like, to pump
is,
the PC brakes a little bit.
Merit.
Like, maybe we do need to pump the PC
there
brakes
is some
a little
merit
bit.
To this. And it's like, yeah, you know, we shouldn't say things that hurt other people.
Right.
And in a perfect world.
But not everything is offensive.
In a perfect world, we wouldn't. But yeah, not everything is offensive. Not
and also.
It's going to ruin your day.
And also, like.
Oh, man.
I hate that this is going to be bad. But whatever.
Tony, are you listening?
If you can't say something controversial, whatever. But people need to be offended once in a while.
Absolutely.
Like, you need to get your
get fired up.
You need to get knocked down once or two, twice or whatever. And it's that whole, like, you know, helicopter parenting. Don't do. Like, kids need to scrape their knees. Like, they need to, like, do things bad or wrong. Like, you need to. It's how you develop as a person.
Your views need to be challenged.
Right. And like, if you're like, oh my God, I'm offended by that statement. Well, great. You
good.
Should be.
Yeah.
It's offensive and you should be offended by it.
You're feeling something.
But like, you don't need to be offended at like everything. So it's like, I don't know.
I'm offended.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I tried to hit the button.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Anyway, I haven't really watched anything new.
That was it. That was the end of my life. There's something I'm forgetting that's probably forgettable and not that good.
I mean,
but
I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting.
I don't want to waste another bit of my breath talking about Venom or the Predator.
Right.
Wow.
I really want to watch Venom, though.
Watch it.
Like, it's not. It's fun, right?
There's like part of it that's fun. Like, there's the fights,
if you watch
the
it,
fights are fun. And like Venom, once he's Venom himself is like entertaining.
Well, and him, like, I heard the like him versus Eddie Brock conversation
talking
back and forth
head.
Is very fun, like buddy cop movie.
A lot of it's fun.
Yeah.
A lot of it's like, what?
Right.
Because like the dialogue is like, who fucking wrote this? Like, God.
I just don't. I don't know why, because it was going to be an R-rated film, but then they changed it so that way they could, maybe if Disney wants to use him later, they can use it because this is family-friendly enough to wear da-da-da-da. And I'm like, stop bowing down to Disney. Yeah, like, if they want to do Venom, guess what? They're going to do it how they want to do it. They're
make
not going to be like, hey, yours was good. They're like, yeah, but that's what they did with the Hulk. And I'm like, that was before Disney. They're like, this is canon.
They also had an extended, at the very end, this won't. This has nothing to do with the actual movie itself. But at the very end, for the end credits scene, they do, in another universe, and they do like an extended preview for Spider-Verse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
But it wasn't fully done
yet.
So I was like, whoa, this is actually different than the actual finished product. Like, maybe you shouldn't
weird.
Have done this.
Man.
Yeah.
Man. Far From Home's coming out.
Yay.
Captain Marvel.
Endgame.
Mm. It's going to be a good,
I'm ready.
Good summer kickoff. But let's wrap this thing up. Thanks for staying all the way through, Rich.
Of course.
Unlike our other cohort. BJ, I have to go to work.
BJ the Baylor.
My name's BJ. I have to go to work.
Baylor Johnson.
That's I don't know BJ why that's his for. Voice.
I gotta go to work. I wish Dude. I could see the face that you're making.
Dang it. Another thing. I listened to a podcast called Dr. Death. Do you know what this is?
Mm-mm.
Good God. It's about this guy named Dr. Christopher Dunch, mm-hmm. who is like a neurosurgeon,
uh-huh.
and he would put people on the operating table and then just go into them and be like, snip, snip, cut, snip, drill, drill. Oh, you're paralyzed now. Sorry. Get out of here.
What?
Yes.
When was this?
I don't know. It was fairly recent, like 2000s. 2012, I think, is when he was doing his operations.
For those who are listening to the audio described version, my face is an open mouth with very large eyes.
And right so now. They took him to court on criminal charges. It's the first time ever that that a doctor's been like accused of doing it on purpose, basically.
Wow.
Right. It's crazy. It's like a 6-episode little mini podcast. They're like 30-minute long episodes.
Dr. Death is what it's called?
Very captivating. Just don't listen to it right before you have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those things. It's like it does for me what Making a Murder did for the legal system, where you're like, wow, this thing's corrupt and weird and doesn't broken. Make any sense. Same thing with the medical system, where you're like, why? And like, there was other doctors calling him, being like, put this guy on the list of like, do not whatever. And they were like,
nothing happened.
Yeah, they didn't. None of the, like Baylor, Plano in Texas, like Baylor, which is like, you probably know what that name is because it's a very famous college institute, like everything. Anyway, he was working there.
Wow.
And he went through college and he was a very smart, talented, hardworking guy,
crazy
and then he was crazy, right?
That's gnarly.
And people were like, he's a psychopath, and I'm like, no, because like he knew what he was doing,
right?
Like,
he didn't know. It's not like he didn't know
like,
what was wrong.
He's like every surgeon that they talk to in that, they're like, if it happens, you make an accident. But when you're a normal person, and you screw up that badly, you like have a hard time coming back to work ever,
right?
Not the next
here
day.
Here we go again.
Not the next day.
Right.
And then like, oh, that person died 2 weeks ago. Well, I have surgery Jesus. Today. I'm going in. Like you, normal people like go and suffer over it.
Yeah.
And so that's why they like were able to convict him on these things, because like he kept doing
this
it.
This is not normal.
33 times
wow.
or something like that. He had 33 surgeries or something.
I'm going to listen
to that. It's crazy good. So check it out. Dr. Death.
Dr. Death.
Podcast. Promotion. Nice. But for now, let's get out of my garage so you can go home and watch more Twilight.
Oh. Why are you doing this to me?
But for BJ, who's not here, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
And I'm Rich.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.